is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock Central Time from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We've got a full week this week. Coming up now, survival economics with Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of Underhill Securities in Utah. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about dissecting and understanding homeowners insurance and how to save you money. Tomorrow, the drought with John Moore. Please don't miss this class. It's very, very serious about what's happening in 29 of the 50 states here in the United States of America. Then we're going to learn about banking from an officer, a senior vice president, Robertson. Then Wednesday, Dr. Norman Shealy. He's our brain surgeon. Then we're going to learn about cell phone applications with Roy Birdsong. Then some more of Dr. Norman Shealy on Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to talk about rape prevention with Pat Hutton, Dr. Pat Hutton, and Joel Johnson. And we're going to learn about your health with Dr. Joel Wallach Friday afternoon. We had an amazing meetup last Friday night with Dr. Norman Shealy. Over 2 hours, he packed the restaurant, that's Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, every booth, every table, arthritis, digestive systems, back problems, depression, anxiety, fears, headaches, obesity. He covered it all. He took all questions, and he stayed until there weren't any more questions. And he's going to be presenting at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. There's a link on the website, USAprepares.com. The drought has now impacted over half of the United States, 29 of the 50 states. Wells aren't pumping water. Fish are overheating in ponds. Ponds are drying up and shriveling away. Farmers are hiring fire departments to haul water from rivers to keep their cows alive. And farmers are now cutting down trees to feed their cows. Leaves. Let me say that again. Farmers are now cutting down trees to feed leaves to their cows because there's no grass. I know one farmer that's hauling in 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water every day to water his cows. River water. We farmers are struggling to keep our livestock alive. That's your food supply. And we're having a tough time. And to compound matters, the government has been helping make matters much worse. You know the soil and water conservation guys? Most of the guys that come around and they say, hey, you know, we'll give you 75% of the cost of fencing and wells and drilling wells and putting cow waters in for your cows. We'll give you 75% if you'll just do this. All you have to do is fence your cows out of your woods and fence your cows out of your streams and fence your cows out of your ponds. And we'll give you 75% of that cost. And all we require is that we come in and inspect and detect and inject anytime we want for the next 10 years. And what these guys have done is they have fenced the cows into a prison, into the hot sun, out of the woods, their natural environment, where the cows are overheating. And it's just awful. I can't stand these guys. That's the soil and water conservation guys. I can't stand them. Before I say something I shouldn't say, welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. Thank you. Wow, that's quite an opening.
I'm sorry I lost my temper. But, you know, Frank, I know you haven't been to the farm yet, but you will in November.
I will be, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you know, I helped my neighbor yesterday. Neighbor, very, very close to us, and he wanted to use his wells, and no water came out of his first well, no water came out of his second well. His ponds are drying up. His grass is brown, same color as ours is. The cattle farmers have no hay. No grass to feed their cows, which is normal at this time. You just let your cows graze. We're feeding our cows winter hay. The price of hay is 2 to 3 times what it was a few weeks ago. It's out of control, and farmers are selling their animals because they have to. Not because they want to. They have to. They're selling the goose that laid the golden egg. That's what I'm saying. And it's really serious. And as a matter of fact, the price of ground beef here in Missouri was for the good stuff, the 85% lean meat without pink slime, you could get it on sale for about $3 a pound a couple weeks ago. Now it's, it was almost $4. Let's see. It was $3 a pound. Now it's down to $2 a pound. That's what's happening right here, right now. And price is going to get lower. Now, I think it's great that prices are getting low, but not for this reason. This is a pretty serious reason. It's because we have to sell our cows. I'm not just talking about the Finelli family. I'm talking about every family.
I'd rather see prices low on bumper crops and record numbers of grazing than as opposed to farmers selling their cattle off at a very young age, because this way we're probably going to see higher prices going forward into the fall, I think.
I think it's guaranteed. That's just guaranteed.
That prime rib roast you're going to have for Christmas will probably be up there as well, too. I could be wrong, but judging what it looks like today, you always got to price these things 3 to 6 months into the future.
Yeah, but I can tell you that we farmers are looking at, I mean, think about this. Our farm is 50% woods and 50% grass. Okay, so if you look at the acreage, half of our acres are in woods and half is in grass. And it is just unthinkable to me to have to cut down oak trees to feed the leaves to the cows. You know, it takes 50 to 75 years for an oak tree to become something that you would say, well, that's a nice looking tree. Seriously. So facing cutting down trees to feed leaves to cows is unthinkable to me. But that's what farmers have to do, because there's not much. It's either that or go broke. And I can just see it now. Family farms are just going to go belly up because the taxes are not going to stop. The revenue is not going to say, you know what, it's horrible that you guys can't make a living because of the heat from the sun and the drought. So we're going to take your farm. I know they're going to do it. I know it. Makes me angry.
Well, this opens up the debate on global warming. There's people who say it doesn't exist, and there's people who say it's a major concern.
Well, come on over to the farm. We'll show you.
So you say the global... Yeah, I'm in your camp, Vincent. Absolutely.
Well, I don't care what we call it, whether we call it global warming or whether we call it climate change. I'd prefer to call it climate change because I think that's what it is. I think the climate is changing, but it is getting hotter. There's no question about it. And I can tell you that I was talking to Rob Roy. He's the guy that we met in Nevada. He's going to be on Sons of Guns, the Discovery Channel's program this fall. And he was telling me that he used to be able to go out in the sun. He lives in Louisiana, and I'm in Missouri, and you're in Nevada. Well, he used to be able to go out in the sun for a whole day, and it was okay. And now, he said over the weekend, 2 hours, and he is absolutely, positively cooked. And that's really what it's like. I can't, 2 hours, I was thinking, man, 2 hours, that's a long time. 15 minutes is a long time for me in the sun. I mean, just having that sun beat down on me. I helped a farmer put in a cattle gate over the weekend, and it was just maybe an hour. We were, you know, drilling into a post, and we're hanging this 18-foot gate. And I'll tell you, that was rough. It was just the sun cooking on us for an hour was rough. But that's what it's like here. Frank, I would love to talk with you about your thoughts on gold as the country of India perceives gold. Tell us about that, please.
If you don't have gold in the home, you're poor. On 60 Minutes last night, I was very surprised to see the segment. This is something I follow all the physical gold. You can't marry your daughter off without gold. You can't have a household without gold. That's why they're a rapidly emerging economy here, when here, very few homes own gold. Period.
You know,
and the fact that there's only so much gold, they don't look at it as buying and putting your money away. They look at it as simply transferring rupee into a hard asset. And over time, there's nothing wrong with that. On the morning show with GPS, something caught my eye. I just surfed through these channels. And there was a segment with Fareed Zakaria saying, how much has gold gone up since the 2008 Olympics in China? A whopping 90% in 4 years.
What else has gone up 90% in 4 years, Frank? I mean, I'm not talking about consumer prices. I'm talking about what else? what else? Because some have. What investment other than mining stocks would you point to that has gone up 90% in 4 years?
I couldn't tell you. That to me is just mind-boggling right there. Even though you look at gold stocks and silver issues low, near the year lows right now, but if you take 3 years back, they're still twice as high as they were from the lows back then. And it shows you that when you buy a hard asset or buy into a commodity like this, time is on your side, and they just present buying opportunities. A lot of households in America are broke, just like a lot of these cities, because they don't have a hard asset to fall back on.
You know, what
just
you
like
said
this
is,
country.
What you said, Frank Underhill, is absolutely brilliant. We look at buying gold as an expenditure, and you know, we're it's actually a way of preserving wealth. Frank Underhill's with me. Underhill Securities. He's the CEO in Nevada. And if you'd like to contact him, you can send us an email at our website, usapreparedness.com. Just go to the website and you can click contact. And he'll send you his free newsletter. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, usapreparedness.com. Alex is at the controls. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, the freeze-dry guy and Mountain House are just delighted to have a 25% off number 10 cans. That's freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. 25% off sale through July 31st. And feel free to mention USA Prepares if you'd like. The Freeze Dry Guy is a personal friend of the Finelli family. He's been to the farm. He's been to all of our expos. If you'd like to give him a call, I recommend you do so, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. 25% off sale, and the sale is over August 1st. Price goes up August 1st. So if you're thinking about freeze-dry guy food, please call them right now. We had a power failure here in Springfield over the weekend, and the power was off for a few hours, and it was really kind of delightful. Why do I say that? I say that because it gave us a chance to see what it would be like without air conditioning. It gave us a chance to see what it would be like without the television over the weekend. I suggest that you try doing this simple experiment if it's safe. And that is, put a piece of tape across your refrigerator so you're not inclined to open it up. And shut off all the breakers in your house except for refrigeration. And, of course, don't do this if there's any medical conditions that would cause you harm or anyone in your family harm. But just try living without the power for a few hours. See what it's like. Then write a list of all things that you don't like that happened. And then make sure you're prepared for those things, because this is just what's in your future. It's coming your way. And power grids are strained. The air conditioning systems are taxing them to the breaking point. So be prepared for power failures in your area. And if you want to know what it's like, try it. And that way you'll be prepared for what you don't like. Frank Underhill's with me, and we've been talking about gold, and we've been talking about India and how you just can't marry your daughter without gold in her future. Let's talk about that for a few more minutes, if you don't mind, Frank.
Absolutely. you got to have wealth. And if you're starting off life in a with a flimsy foundation, well, in the end, that's what you're going to wind up with, is a flimsy foundation and a collapsed house. And over there, they take marriage very seriously, even though they have their tribal ideology with it, but generally they deem as marriage for life. And you got to remember, not so long ago when the husband died, they would put the wife with them. But gold itself is eternal, and it's inherited, it's willed off from generation to generation, and that's why
it's private.
It's private.
Yeah, you can keep the government out of that transaction because they don't need to know.
No. And again, it's a hard asset. And gold is potable. It's liquid. It's just transferring from paper to a hard asset. And those people there don't care what the price of gold does, because they're looking at past a lifetime. They're looking into many generations down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot adopt
here,
because we all want fast, now, borrow, dispose of, get another one. And this is what's got us into this in the first place here. People buy an iPhone. They want a new iPhone. They want new cars. To eventually, where you're going to just implode under debt.
Frank, I'd like to address one of the reasons why this is like this. And I used to be a banker, and I don't want you to think ill of that class. I designed computer systems for banks. I designed one of the first voice response systems in banking in the country on the East Coast back in the 1980s. And I wasn't one of these guys that lent money and hooked cars and repossessed houses. I wasn't one of those guys. I was one of the guys that tried to make banking more efficient. And I apologize for that. At the time, I thought it was a good thing. But I had a boss who came from General Electric, you know, the company that's poisoning the world with their nuclear reactors. I'm going to tell you about this in just a minute when we come back. You might find this an interesting story, and it explains why we are in some of the trouble that we were in. It's this greedy mentality. Frank Underhill's with me. I'm Vince Finelli. We're way off on tangents today, but I think it's okay. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just had to apply a little bit more bliss. So I could tell you this. Back when I had a job, which was quite a long time ago, back in the 80s, I had a boss that came from General Electric. He's a good guy. He really was. And he brought with him the General Electric management style to banking. And what General Electric does is they give you a performance review annually. So what they do is they sit down with you and say, well, Vinny, let's talk about what you did over the last 12 months. And this is going to determine your salary for the next 12 months, should we decide to keep you. And so what my boss would do is before that annual review, he would hand me this document and he'd say, it's blank. Would you please fill out all the things that you think you've done this year and tell us how well you've done? And I'll fill out my copy and then we'll compare notes, employee to supervisor. And I would fill out mine, and I would list all the things that I did to save the company money and how I drove down costs and, you know, the efficiencies that I brought to the bank. And the interesting thing about this is nowhere on this form did it say, what did you do for the long term that would save us money or bring benefit to the customer? That's spelled with a capital C. Customer spelled with a capital C in my book. And so everyone learned that you never plan for the future. The reason you don't plan for the future is because you are penalized. If you spend your budget planning for future systems that will deliver savings over a 10-year period or a 5-year period, you are penalizing yourself because you're only being measured on what you've done for a 12-month period. That is part of the reason why our country is going down the drain, because we are not encouraged to plan for the future. We are only encouraged to plan for right now and immediate gratification. Frank, how does that set with you?
If somebody came up to me and threw a piece of paper at me like that, asking me those same questions, I would turn around and run out of that office real fast.
Well, you know, a funny thing is, I did quit banking.
It's toilet paper. I would have, if someone says, here, fill this out, on whose time? Out of here. That's it. I wouldn't put up with it.
Well, what
I believe in freedom, and, you know, a lot of these workplaces, like what you're just describing, are nothing but a labor mill, and you really got no freedom. You know, you're encroached on by the employer. There's expectations. They set bars and limits and all this, and they really restrict freedom in the workforce. That's why I prefer to work for myself and provide a service. I don't like any of those kind of jobs. Thank you. And you did the right thing getting out of there.
Well, here's let me tell you a little bit more. General Electric's mentality is to fire annually the bottom 10%. So they look at these performance reviews and they say, okay, top to bottom, where's the bottom 10%? They need to go. Why do they need to go? Well, they're the bottom 10%. So obviously they're worse than everybody else according to these reviews, so let's can them. Now, they might be actually great employees, but they're rated at the bottom 10% by somebody. Now, I had the advantage of being able to rate myself as well as my boss rate me. And, you know, I at least had some input rather than the boss saying, you did this well, you did this well, you did this well, you didn't do this very well, you know, those kinds of things. The average employee, or I should say the typical employee, was told by the boss their performance. I actually had input. But the bottom line is that I was measured along with everybody else based on a 12-month period. And anybody who looked farther out than 12 months after that review would be crazy because they'd be hurting themselves individually. So the General Electric mode is not to plan for the future. As a matter of fact, is that true? I mean, if you look at Fukushima, did they plan for the future? Obviously not, because we've got nuclear reactors that have melted down. We put nuclear reactors on the shoreline of Japan. We've littered the entire planet with radioactivity under this General Electric model. I don't buy anything General Electric.
And in the end,
I don't shop there.
The job gets outsourced anyways, so, you know, you don't win either way.
Yeah, well, I guess I hit my own button there when I was thinking about General Electric. Well, okay, so we've talked about gold. And by the way, the stock market is plunging today. Before the broadcast, a couple minutes before, it was down 1.76%, and it recovered slightly, but it's down still over 1%. What do you think? Do you think people are concerned about stock right now? Do you think they've finally figured out?
Well, they're concerned about Europe. It just seems to be a never-ending suction of money. And this money that's...
Let's talk about it.
Well, Spain getting another $100 billion before it was Greece, and now Greece is wanting more money. An economy cannot function running deficits because eventually they do take foothold on growth. And when you're spending to pay bills for entitlements and pensions, and it's money just basically going out the window. That's not used to create anything tangible. And this is where you're seeing this hysteria over there. And frankly, there's some well-to-do people from France that live in my complex, and they told me that it's slowing down substantially there. And, you know, mm-hmm. for them, you know, they have the let them eat cake mentality. But for the rest of the people in Europe and the financial, it's going to be very dire. It could explode there. And you're seeing efforts by American financial institutions here like Citi and Wells Fargo and Infy to try to cut as much of this European exposure risk on their books as possible. They're basically, you know, bailing. And even if you're taking humongous write-offs, you got to look at it like me the other day. I canceled a cell phone plan. They said, oh, they're going to charge you $60. Well, I'd rather have them charge me the $60 to cancel the plan than spend $25 a month for the next year for a number I don't use. So basically, that kind of thinking needs to apply. You just got to, you know, cut the hand off despite, you know, the rest of your body. If that's where the problem is, so be it. And banks and you know, governments, they got to come to that realization. Cut it off, and that's the end of it. It's over.
I can tell you that companies are really concerned about receivables right now. Mrs. Finelli took our son for his annual checkup, and our son has health insurance with St. John's in Springfield, Missouri. That's a hospital system. And his deductible is $45. So, or his copayment, I should say, is $45. So she took him to his annual checkup, and she made an appointment for next year. And that's all we use this thing for, is we pay an exorbitant amount for insurance, and we see the doctor once a year. Nobody in our family is sick. Well, the lady at the desk didn't ask my wife to pay the $45 copayment. So my wife left, and we got a bill. And the same day we got a bill in the mail, we got a call for, where's your money? I mean, these guys are desperate. And the amounts they charge are exorbitant. So I think the companies are really finding out that we consumers don't like it anymore, and we're starting to cancel plans. I want to cancel my plan with St. John's. I don't like them. I really don't like them. And they don't do anything for me. They killed my father, in my opinion, and I have no use for them. So I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I'm looking at our expenses, and I'm driving them down as much as I can because I don't like being ripped off. I just don't. So good for you, Frank. And
well,
what do you think about what's happening?
I just don't like to live my life around a paper generator and getting window mail. It just complicates things. And I try to live with as little billing as possible, whether it's the way I run my business or my own household. I don't like to be hooked into anything that generates bills. And this is where a lot of people should be getting off these credit ratings and all this every bankruptcy, and everyone's trying to, you know, look for a trap door to try to bait you into some contract. It's total usury. It's really ugly. And of course, too, if you miss a payment on something you don't use, it goes on your credit report. So the consumer in these cases, whether are getting a raw deal out of it, and they're not doing you a favor. Anyone that dings a credit card on a monthly basis, or there's an expectation of a service or product in the end, is not doing you a favor. When I go and buy things, I do it the old-fashioned way. I show up and I buy it. And now you have the IRS wanting to tax internet purchases and you know, making an even playing field. Well, you know, so much for buying online. People need to be more of a tangible, durable consumer than a service-orientated purchaser. You know, I won a few dollars the other day at a hotel. And what do? I go and buy new windows for my bathroom with it. I don't go and buy, you know, anything intangible. I buy an intangible. It's something that's been a little pain in my side there, but it's fixed, you know, a little gift. But people need to really control spending. And if you're having like a dozen bills every month coming into you, you sit down and you add those bills up and then you times it over 12 and you'll see the real big picture. Boy, am I really making this much money to cover all this?
Well, I talked to a guy yesterday afternoon, and I said to him point blank, I asked him a very personal question. We were sitting in my kitchen here at the farm. Our electric bill is, I think it hit a high of $112 last month, and that's pretty high for us. We have a very energy-efficient home, and I asked him what his electric bill was. I said, about $600? He said, $625. Now, $625 electric bill is out of sight for me, absolutely out of sight. When we come back, I want to mention something about this afternoon's class. It's about insurance and credit bureau reporting. Frank Underhill's with me, and if you'd like to talk to him after the broadcast, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about survival economics today. Frank Underhill, CEO of Underhill Securities, is with me. He's with me every Monday. And, Frank, if we want to get a free copy of your newsletter, can you tell us what it's about?
Well, I put out a letter just on opinion and conjecture that I see developing, and I send out reports on various issues that I follow. And, by the way, Vincent and your listeners, I don't buy any American investments. I just stick strictly with Canadian issues, resource issues, north of the border. And ironically, there was a report in the U.S. News and World Report. Finally, it says, like, why are Canadians richer than Americans? And I think if people just went online and read it, I think it would be an eye-opener because, you know, Canada's never had a bank failure in its history. And they have a lot of resources up there. They don't talk about the deficit and the falling off a cliff and all this, like what's going on here. And when I lived in Canada, that's where I'm from originally, you know, I was happy when we had a 65-cent dollar. Unemployment was low, a bit of inflation, economy was moving along. I didn't care as long as a buck was still a dollar and a buck was a buck in Canada. America can end all this right now if they just did one thing, simply just devalue the dollar. Who cares about inflation? If you have inflation, you got some growth. But they have to devalue. Look at McDonald's today, down a bit because they blame a high U.S. dollar. A U.S. dollar is a death knell. It makes products we make here unaffordable. That's why there's jobs going overseas where they can make it cheaper and they have more consumers. And I just see no vested interest in a high currency. But I implore people to simply read that article in the U.S. News and World Report, and it'll outline. And even with the U.S. dollar as high as it is, the Canadian dollar is still like 98, 97. It's still high, still well off at 65-cent low, 72-cent low. But a high dollar, I think, if anything, is detrimental. There's really no pride in it. And the dollar is what you're seeing why the middle class is just getting crushed. And when you have low interest rates and banks not lending out even at these ridiculous rates, it's a prescription for disaster. And I only see that, even though it's maybe cheaper to service government spending, but how is the consumer isn't paying 1.5% on a credit card or a mortgage, are they?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, Frank, you're talking about the Canadians. You know, the information that I have shows that the typical Canadian household is $40,000 more wealthy than the American counterparts. First time ever.
That's correct. Again, people should be reading that article, and I think there's some instruction or lesson to be learned there.
Let me share this with you. This afternoon, I have Brady Bartolini coming on with me at 3 o'clock. She's a broker, and she's the CEO of an insurance agency. And she tells me that insurance is priced. Homeowners insurance is priced. Automobile insurance is priced based on credit ratings. You ding your credit rating, and your homeowners insurance goes up, and your automobile insurance goes up, and probably even your health insurance. Can you imagine that? Don't ding your credit rating.
I try to live my life where I'm not involved in any credit rating. You know, as you know, Vince, I keep saying I don't have any credit cards. I don't have any mortgage payments or car payments. I try to live as simplistic of a life as possible. And, you know, I think a large portion of it is spiritual as well. I don't believe in debts. I think debt is a crusher for any family or any individual. Now there's student loans that are the next, pundits are equating it to the next subprime toboggle. But debt is very detrimental, and just stay away from it. It's not good.
Frank Underhill, thank you so much for being with us. Frank's going to be back next Monday and Mondays and Mondays and Mondays to come. And if you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. If you'd like to send me an email and request a copy of his free newsletter, you can do that. Just go to usaforparis.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next on GCN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.